Chapter 20. It was early morning when we ran into Bezog, Sasha, Ben, and the Legionnaires. Bezog explained everything that occurred the night before. I listened intently while Sasha tended to Shum's wounds.
"What do you make of it, Bezog?"
I asked. Bezog's face was calm, but his voice was intense.
"I never figured the Ethans to wield magic," he said. "And the fog, it came from nowhere. Unnatural. Dragon, it takes a lot to summon the weather and make such big monsters disappear. Someone powerful had to have done it, or several someones," I said.
There was no sign of anything. No tracks, no scent, nothing. Even Brenwar and Shum seemed astounded.
"What do we do now, Dragon?"
Ben said.
"What if the Ettins come back? And why did they take the women?"
I hated to admit it, but it was perplexing. Why did they take the women indeed? And why were they aligned with dragon poachers? Even though it was night, I'd still gotten a close enough look at things at the camp in the crater. The goblins and gnolls were poachers, no doubt about it. They had the tools, traps, and snares. And the women, they had them working on nets, dragon nets, the kind that pinned dragons' wings together or to their backs. The mere sight of such tools infuriated me. There'd been no signs of dragons, which was good, but Shum said there were caves. That was bad. There was no time to search them. What was important was getting the women to safety.
"Easier to control," Shum said. "Easier to scare. Men are rebellious and children can be difficult to keep track of. Plus, the women from these villages are good menders. Quick hands, hard workers."
Shum rose up to his full height, put some weight on his leg, and grimaced.
"Take it easy," Sasha said. "It'll take some time for those wounds to mend."
Shum looked down at her and showed his dashing elven teeth.
"You've done well."
He helped her up and kissed her hand.
"You've got excellent hands, a soothing touch."
Sasha's pale cheeks turned pink, and she tossed her hair.
"You've found a special partner, Bezog, an honor for any elf."
"I know,"
Bezog said. He walked over, grabbed Sasha's other hand, and led her away.
"Hmm,"
I said, looking at Shum. He was watching them go.
"So," I said, "maybe we should check on that Ettin you killed. Perhaps it's gone as well."
Shum pulled himself into his saddle.
"Makes you wonder if any of it happened at all, doesn't it?"
I got on my horse and spent the next couple of hours leading the women back to their village. The men and children were overjoyed, and for the first time in a long while, I felt like I'd done something positive. Right.
"Does the heart good, doesn't it?"
Sasha said.
"Indeed it does,"
I replied.
"Seeing such joy come from tragedy is an amazing thing."
"Do you think they'll be all right?"
she asked. I looked at her seriously.
"Sometimes people just have to fend for themselves. If they felt the need to leave, they'd leave. This is their home. I wouldn't leave if I didn't want to either."
She gave me a weak smile. Ben and Garrison rode up to us.
"Well,"
I said,
"what did the commander say, Ben? You're gonna stay. Help the villagers settle themselves and send for more help from Quintuclin."
He was grinning from ear to ear.
"Well, you seem pretty excited about that. Are you looking forward to helping out? Or maybe getting a quick trip back to the city?"
No,
he said, waving his hands.
"I've got even better news than that."
"Really? And what might that be?"
"The commander, he says Garrison and I can go with you."
I looked at Sasha. She shrugged.
"Go with me? Where?"
I said.
"To Elam, the elven city, of course. The commander says we can go."
He hoisted his helmet up in the air.
"Yee-hee!"
I didn't have any reason to bring Ben. There were plenty of us already. But a part of me liked his enthusiasm. People liked Ben, having him around. And he'd proven he could take care of himself. He was a legionnaire, after all. even looked formidable in his well-fitted armor. Still...
Come on, dragon!
He said, voice excited.
Don't tell me no! You know I want to see the world, and this is my chance. Just another journey. After this trip, I'll do whatever you say. I'll head right back to Quintuplin. Plus, I have to be back in a month anyway.
A month? I said. We won't be there a month, Ben. Did you plan on starting a family while we were there? He said, scratching his head.
No.
Sasha was laughing. Bezog sat in his saddle, silent, distant.
Garrison, do you want to do this?
I asked. The man wasn't much of a talker. Hard to read. He shrugged and said,
I wouldn't mind seeing the home of the elves. Sounds interesting.
Interesting indeed, I said.
All right, gather your things. Let's go.
I scanned the hills and what was left of the village. The people were hard at it already. Hammers and saws were working, and the women, some of them, and the children were singing.
Say,
I said, shouldn't Brenwar and Shum be here by now? They'd gone to check on the third Etin, to see if it was still there or not. My scales tingled at the thought of it. The thought of all of it. Everything was out of place. Unordinary. Villagers, Etins, dragon poachers and craters, not to mention the satyrs. I hadn't even mentioned them to Sasha and Bezog yet. But something was amiss. I wanted to go back to the crater, take a closer look. For all I knew, there were dragons there. It bothered me.
Here they come,
Sasha said, waving. The pair bounced in their saddles at a trot and came to a stop. Brenwar propped his hands on his hips.
Seems the elf didn't kill that Etin after all. It's gone.
He slapped his knee.
Ha!
Any signs? I said.
None,
Shum replied. Something was wrong. I could feel it in the tips of my claws. It ate at my stomach. I was missing something. We were all missing something.
Let's go, dragon,
Bezog said.
We've done all we can do here. We should ride to Elom before things get any more weird.